From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The hotel is popular with politicians and civil servants. The Minister of Information confirmed the dismissals and told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped the attack. This will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days. He said the country is in grave danger from political violence. He spoke to the Associated Press 3 days after he boycotted the rerun of the August election. Those results themselves were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities. Odinga called Thursday's vote invalid because President Uhuru Kenyatta faced no opposition, and he accused the United States and other Western diplomats of being very irresponsible for urging Thursday's repeat vote. The pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government troops. Officials reported the heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the fatalities. The Taliban swiftly took credit for the attack, claiming the ensuing clashes killed 17 Afghan police personnel, including their commander, and left an insurgent fighter dead. This is VOA News. The UN